Thank Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We are happy to be together this morning. I am happy that I can see some of my family, the family of Jesus Palace. Can see some of your faces on the Zoom picture camera right now. We bless the name of the Lord that I'll be preserving our lives. Briefly, we are going to share the word of the Lord, and thereafter we pray for the people that are having a special Thanksgiving. Today being the first Sunday of the second quarter of year 2020, we give glory to the Lord for bringing us this far. Mm. Hallelujah!
Amen.
And we're going to share the word of God briefly on the topic, our confidence, our trust. Amen?
Amen.
Our confidence and our trust. It's the same word, but I just use that trust so that our children can really understand what we're talking about. And I want us to open our Bible to Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10. And I'll read verse 35. And it says, Hebrews 10, 35. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. Our Father, we want to share your word. Let your word have entrance into our hearts. Give us, O God, a willing heart to receive and to be able to do your will, to do your word. Make us doer of this word in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. The word confidence or trust. What are the other words that we can use for further understanding of the word trust or confidence? Faith. Assurance. Certain. What are the words that can be opposite of confidence or trust? We can say fear, worry, doubt, not convinced. Brethren, I want to tell you this morning, more than ever before, believers should come together in the confidence of the word of God, to salute, to clap, to shout to the Lord, to chase the devil out, to push hard on the darkness that is pressing on all sides in our world today. When the scripture salutes the church in Lydia's house, I think we can relate a bit now because of what is happening outside. The church in Adeshewa's house, in Favor's house, in Deborah's house, in Joshua's house, in Angela's house, you know, it can go on and on. We have churches in our houses right now. And it's even more important today that, or more importantly, that the church is coming into our houses to the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Even though we are all in our different homes, let our faith be alive. Let our trust be in the Lord. Let our confidence be in the Lord. Let the fire keep burning in our homes. And when we come together like this, when we open the door of our homes to the church like this, there is a greater force, there is a greater power. And we can push back the power of darkness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We all need confidence, right? But the question is, where does it come from? Where do we get it? Where do we get faith? Where do we get, you know, assurance? Where do we get hope? Where do we get faith? And I want to submit to you this morning that true faith is only in Christ. True faith, true assurance is in Jesus. This very week, this Jesus is celebrated. Was he going to go into that by the grace of God? And I want to say to you that if your confidence is coming from any other source, like sometimes ago, somebody came to Daddy Jim and asked, I know that you're a man of God. I have heard so much about you, and I want to know what my future will be like because I believe that you're a prophet of God. And whatever you say comes to pass. And the person asked Daddy Joe, our senior pastor in the Redeemed Christian Church of God, that please tell me what's going to happen to my future. Will it be well with me? And he asked him, are you in Christ? Do you have Jesus as your Lord and Savior? He said no. And he said, he told him that your future is not going to be all right. It's not going to be well. And the man said, why will you say that? And he explained to him, I can tell you this morning, if you put your trust, your source of strength or hope in something else, it will fail. I believe in this generation, confidence is found in the world, I believe. But what kind of confidence, what kind of faith, what kind of trust do we find in the world today? Amen?
Amen.
In the world today, confidence is found in status, relationships, money, cars, houses, clothes, beauty, careers, achievement, education, goals, popularity, spirituality, fake prophets, idols, you know, witchcraft, wizardry. People's confidence are based on different things. Brethren, even Christians, even people that go to church, this day try to build their confidence from an outside source. They say, if only I have this, if only I have that, if only I can be this, if only I can be that. But I want to tell you this morning, all of those things has their good places. It's good to have a good career. It's good to have good houses and develop yourself and have good careers and have good relationships. Build money, build wealth, you know, have achievements, have goals and become popular and do great and mighty things. But I want to tell you, if the source of all of this and yourself is not rooted and grounded in Christ Jesus, they will fail. When your confidence comes from any other thing than God, you will never be satisfied. There are a lot of rich people that has money and they take their lives. That's not the plan of God. Things happen to people. They build their wealth. As the wealth is going down, they crash. Let us look at our world today. People that have put their hope in government. Government is doing so much right now. They are doing a great job, but there is a limit to what the government can do. The doctors are working tirelessly, but there is a limit to what the doctors can do. Help are all over the place, but all of these helps, they are limited. I can assure you, if your hope, if your faith is in any of these things, you are going to be let down one day, and you are going to be left behind at the end of the time. When rapture happens, you'll be left behind. You'll be wondering, Why can't we build our hope in all of these things? After all, it takes a lot to really even do it, for you to be educated and have good career and have good relationship. It takes a lot. So we should be, you know, have a level of leverage, of self-sufficiency. Why can't we just be like that? No. The rich man that has so much that he has worked for, he says, I say to my soul now, rest and enjoy the fruit of your labor. He did not give glory to God. He did not acknowledge God. He does not have God. God was not the source of his wealth to him. He was self-sufficient in himself. And God said to him, today your life will be taken from you. And all that you have built and that you have worked for, we now see who we have them. Some people put their trust in idols. They forget the creator. They put their hope in the created things. When you leave your creator and you are worshiping the created, Bible says in Psalm 115 verse 8, Psalm 115 verse 8, everyone who made the idols are also who trust them and are just as helpless as those useless idols. King James Version says that those that made idols, they are just like the idols. Helpless. Hopeless. Strengthless. Blind. Lame. They cannot help. I can imagine people that need to buy some stuff from stores to worship their gods. You know? When they put their gods in their pockets, I put their God, maybe the border is shut against some gods now. They cannot come to where their gods are because they have to travel to the particular water in a particular place to say some special thing to their gods. But glory be to Jesus, the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Amen. It's our hope. It's our strength. It cannot be compared to any idol. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Some people put their trust in idols. Some people put their trust in relationship. Think about Jesus. He had a good relationship with Judas. What happened? Judas betrayed him. He betrayed him. Even though he was kissing him, was pecking him, was following him, was carrying his bag, you know, making sure that there's money in the purse. And Jesus has trusted him so much. He betrayed Jesus. Are you in a relationship and somebody walk out on you? And you think, oh, that's the end of the world. No. If Jesus is your source of faith and strength and confidence, you can love all the love you want to love, and the person can still say, oh, you know what? I am done. I'm out of here. And you know what? Your life continues. Hallelujah. I want us to examine ourselves this morning. Where is our trust truly? Where is our confidence? Let's think about it. Where is our hope built on? I can imagine some people now, they are checking their investment every day and they are panicking. Yes, it's painful for people to work hard and put money in investment, and it's like as if the whole thing is slipping through their fingers and flying away. The scripture talks about it. That we should encourage those people that are rich in this world not to put their hope in their wealth. Because it can fly away. And I'll read it. Command us who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, not to put their hope in their wealth, which is so unclean or uncertain, but put their hope in God, who richly provides with us, for us, everything for our daily needs. To enjoy. Say, encourage them that they should not put their hope in their wealth. Do not put your hope in any other thing. Let your hope be in Christ. Christ in me, the hope of glory. When you put your hope in Christ, your end is glorious. It's going to be glorious. And I pray for you this morning. I pray for myself that our end will be glorious in Jesus' name. How can you put your hope in somebody that you don't know? How can your confidence, your faith, your trust be in somebody you don't know? If you don't know the strength of someone, you don't know the ability of someone, you don't know what the person can do or what the person cannot do, it is very difficult for you to trust the person. Just like somebody trying to carry somebody across a river. You say, I will carry you across this river. You first of all look at the person. Are you able to carry me? Can you even cross the water by yourself, talk less of carrying me? Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So if you don't know Jesus, how can you put your trust in him? And maybe you're asking the question this morning, who is this Jesus? Why is everybody talking about this Jesus, that he should be my Lord? Who is this Jesus? And I want to submit to you that Jesus is Christ. Hallelujah. Christ, the anointed one. The word Christ means the anointed one, the chosen one, Messiah. Jesus is the Savior of the world. Jesus is the Lamb of God that takes away sins. It does not cover it. It takes it away. Say, your sins I will remember no more. This week that precedes the crucifixion, you know, the crucifixion and the death, the burial and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us ponder over this thing. And whoever, wherever you are listening to me right now, give your life to Jesus. Jesus, take away the sins of the whole world. He will take away your sin. He will not just cover it. Jesus is the Lord of all. He's the eternal King. He's the King of all kings. He's the Lord of all lords. He's the original maker with the copyright of your life. All of that I want to copy, that I want to manipulate and readjust your life. The Bible says that there is no weapon that is formed against you that will prosper. Because the original maker is on guard. He's watching over you. He's the one that is the original maker of the whole wide world. He's in charge of the world, no matter whatever is happening. Any other claiming to be the owner of the world is a thief. And he cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Who is Jesus? He's the only begotten Son of God. He is the maker and redeemer of our lives. The good news is that he's a perfect lamb. Perfect sacrifice. Perfect lamb for perfect sacrifice. He offered himself once and for all, not again and again. Hallelujah. And that is the end of sin. End of sin. You can imagine what is happening right now in the world. If there is something that, you know, is recommended that, oh, this is the end of coronavirus, COVID-19. And everybody can have it like vitamin C at the tips of their fingers. Nobody is going to be afraid. Nobody will be locked inside. Everybody will be outside doing their normal lives and having fun. That is what Jesus did for us. The sin of the whole world was over, was weighing down mankind and was taking life. And that is why the Bible said that the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is everlasting life. See how people are dying. That is how sin kills. And sin is killing the whole world every day. But because it's not physical like coronavirus, we don't know it. Our sister shared with us how souls are making haste to hell. We don't know when the rapture will happen. It might be today. It might be before the whole thing is over, this whole issue is over, and the saints are gone home. There is a lot of circulation about what is happening. Some people, some world power that came together, you know, making some electrical or whatever, internet power, they are doing something somewhere. That is what is killing somebody. And the solution, the agenda, and all of that. And I was like, yeah. The devil will also always have his calendar. But I tell you this morning, whatever is the source of coronavirus, if it's not the plan and agenda of God, the fire of the Lord will go to the roots. And we consume it in the name of Jesus. No matter what power they have put together, resources that they have put together, God is in charge. And he can drain any source at any time. He can overturn any brain. He overturned the brain of Nebuchadnezzar. And he went into the bush. And a whole king was eating grass. Not just for breakfast. Not just for lunch and dinner. He was eating it day in, day out, week in, week out, month in, month out, for 7 years. So I don't care about any world power, any wisdom. The wisdom of all wisdom is alive. Jesus is his name. Let me hear you. Jesus, say Jesus.
Jesus.
Brethren, are we afraid to say the name Jesus? We are going to say it again. Let me hear you shout, Jesus!
Jesus!
Yes. When death hear that name, death disappear. When destruction hear that name, it disappear. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I want to quickly mention to you somebody that put his trust in Jesus and was not disappointed. Amen? Let us open our Bible to 1 Samuel chapter 17. As we are rounding off the message shortly in prayers, Goliath did not put his trust in God. He was called a champion. 1 Samuel chapter 17. But there is a guy there that put his name, I mean his trust in Jehovah. First Samuel chapter 17. First Samuel chapter 17, verse 28. This is David. He put his trust in the Lord. Eliab, his eldest brother, heard when he spake unto the men. And Eliab's anger was kindled against David. And he said, why comest thou down here? And with whom thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and the naughtiness of thy heart. For thou art come down that thou might see the battle. Amen.
Amen.
This is David. He put is trust in the Lord. And he was not distracted. And that is exactly where I'm going to this morning, brethren. There are too many distractions. And a lot of time we claim to be distracted. We are not able to focus. But this is David. His brother, they yell at him, why are you here? You are so stubborn, you are so naughty, you are so proud. You want to know what is going on. He did not even have time for them. He chose his battle carefully. Brethren, let us know how to choose our battle. For us that are in Christ, for those that does not know Christ, it's another story. But you that are in Christ, this morning, I speak to you. Enough of distraction. Enough of being helpless. He did not respond. He did not have time to be dealing with the brother. Even in verse 45, the king discouraged David. Now you are not able to go. You are just a little child. But he said, I know the God that I serve. That is what we do. People that know Christ when there is temptation, when there is trial. Your word align with your faith, your mind, and your word, they are working together. Say, I know the God that I serve. When the bear came, he delivered me. When the lion came, he delivered me. He said, that God is able to deliver me. I am going to fight this uncircumcised Philistine. And in verse 51, brethren, let us see the victory. In verse 51, therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine. That Philistine is Goliath, and took his sword and drew it out of the sheath thereof, and slew him, and cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they fled. Every champion, everyone that has claimed to be a champion against our lives, this morning their head will be taken off by the power in the word of God and by the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. David knew the God that he served. The question right now is, are you truly in Christ? Is your faith in Christ? If your faith is in Christ, let your word be, I know the God that I serve is able, more than able to deliver me from everything that is going on in the world right now, in the name of Jesus. And if you do not know Jesus, Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 to 21, is what Jesus Christ of Nazareth is saying to you this morning. Because he came and he was saying, repent. For the kingdom of God is at hand. He said, repent of sexual immorality. Repent of impurity. Repent of idolatry. Repent of witchcraft. Repent of hatred. Repent of discord. Repent of jealousy. Repent of fit of rage. Repent of selfish ambition, dissension, fraction, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. Repent of all of them this morning. And give your life to Jesus. That the time of refreshment might come from the Lord unto you. And the Bible says that a time of ignorance, God will overlook. God will overlook. And it will come to you. I want us to bow down our head and begin to pray. Begin to worship the Lamb. And do not just cover our sin, but take them away. He said, if we cover our sin, he said, he that covereth his sin will not prosper. Let us confess our sins before him. He said, but he that confess and forsake them shall have mercy. Let's confess our sin. Father, we confess our sins. And we're asking for your mercy. Will you confess the sins of the whole world? You know, they know you, but they do not glorify you as God. They were not thankful. And you gave them up to reprobate mind, oh God, to do things that are not convenient. Jehovah, we ask for mercy this morning. Man with man, men with men, having affairs. It's abominations unto you. Wizardry, witchcraft. Lord, all these things, you are tired of them. Jehovah, have mercy on us. At such a time like this, that Jesus went to the cross, and we are remembering the time that he went to the cross. Let the cross, oh God, wash away our sins. In the name of Jesus. Yes, we are shepherds. Yes, we are shepherds.